With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 17th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, Lamar's baseball team opened their season with a road doubleheader split against Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Bulldogs took game one by a score of 8-7 and lost the second game by a score of 8-1. And the first inning of the first game was as unique as an inning as they come. The Bulldogs and Warriors combined to score 7 runs on 13 walks, no hits, and just 3 balls put in play the entire inning. It was tough due to each coach wanting to ride with their starters in the ballgame for a little longer. Lamar's head coach Trent Eckstein says it was just a weird start to the game all around.
If anything, at the end of that first inning, I'm kind of sitting there with Trent kind of going, well, we're going to ride with you a little bit. I'm hoping you're going to give me a couple more innings. And he did, I think. I want to say he got 3 on for me. Mm-hmm. Luckily they were giving us opportunities too. It's just we weren't hitting the ball and neither were they. And it was just kind of one of those, it was an ugly game all the way around them.
And that first game would get better later on for the Bulldogs. Lamar's was down 7-5 entering the top of the sixth inning. They loaded the bases right away, then recorded a pair of sacrifice flies and a base hit to drive in 3 runs and take what would be the final lead of the game. Coach Eckstein says it was good to see the guys finally take advantage of a prime scoring opportunity.
We got those 4 runs in the first inning, and then they kind of started kind of chipping away at our stuff. And I think they got the lead there. And it was kind of like, we went through, I want to say, the 4th and 5th inning where we didn't really do much. We didn't do much at all. And then, it was just kind of like they gave us an opportunity. And I even told the kids at the end of that first game, was like, that last year, that might have been a game that we gave up.
On the other side of the ball, the Bulldogs closed out game one with some stellar relief pitching from Evan Pratt. He delivered 2 2/3 innings of shutout ball to end the game and pick up the win on the bump. Coach Eckstein says Pratt came through in a big way for the team on the mound.
He came in and did a really fantastic job for us. Because I was even thinking about going, we're going to get Hogue even warmed up here and maybe bring him in if anything kind of goes crazy. But Pratt came in and did a heck of a job, had a big sack fly, and closed out the game for us.
And unfortunately, not as many good things to say about game 2. The Bulldog bats went quiet with just 4 hits recorded and their only run coming late in the 7th inning of game 2. So that's a split. The Bulldogs start 1-1, and they'll now turn their focus to another tough doubleheader on their schedule on Thursday, tomorrow, as the East High Black Raiders come to town. Coach Eckstein says this game was beneficial for them in showing some of the things his guys need to clean up, especially on defense.
Tomorrow in practice, we got things that we got to do. Defensively, we just, some of the, not mistakes, just some of the things that we're allowing people to do to us that we shouldn't be allowing them. And again, that's just kind of more of telling them, it's like, you got the freedom to do this stuff. I don't want to have to tell you every time. I want you to be able to look at it and go, I should be doing, this in this situation. And that's kind of one of the things tonight that's kind of like, that's one of the things we need to address tomorrow.
And we will be broadcasting Lamar's' home openers with East coming up on Thursday tomorrow with pregame coverage starting at 5:20. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll get back to baseball in just a bit, but we're going to start in soccer. The Lamar's boys soccer team opened up the postseason yesterday, and unfortunately it closed right away with the first contest. They had the play-in game of the sub-state and took a loss on the road to Storm Lake. By the final of 4-2, the Tornado is going to move on, and they will play Spencer in the sub-state semifinals. The Bulldogs boys soccer season, it ends with a record of 7-10, but a much better win total than last year, winning just 2 games in their first varsity season. So the improvement is there, and hopefully the foundation laid for some more success coming in the future. Again, congrats to the Bulldog boys soccer team on an outstanding season. Now we get to the baseball scoreboard from yesterday. Once again, Lamar's beat Sergeant Bluff Luton in an MRAC first game of the doubleheader, 8-7, then lost the second game 8-1. The Missouri River Conference doubleheaders saw Sioux City North sweep Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, the defending champs in the conference, lose 2-0 and 6-1 to the Stars, who open up the season 4-0. Sioux City West swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson yesterday 4-2 and 10-0 in 5 innings, and it was 9th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley taking down Sioux City East, and the Black Raiders start the year 0-3 with a final score of 7-4. To the War Eagle Conference, where the Hinton Blackhawks, after a good win on Monday, they took a tough loss to Newell Fonda on the road last night by the final score of 4-1. Akron Westfield opened their season yesterday on the road in Mobile. Well, the Woodbury Central Wildcats took them down by a final of 7-3. Woodbury Central receiving votes in the Class 1A rankings to start the year. Akron Westfield just didn't quite have their best game in them last night. Other War Eagle Conference scores, Unity Christian beat Trinity Christian 11-1 in 6 innings, and it was 7th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central taking down Harris Light Park 7-4. Also on our scoreboard from yesterday, a bunch of Little League baseball scores from yesterday at the John Britton Little League Complex. We take a look at those, starting with the junior boys scores from yesterday. The Orioles beat the Mariners 4-3. D-backs, they got by the Reds by a score of 12-8. In major boys action, the Mets won a low-scoring contest with the Angels 3-1. Dodgers took down the Rockies 8-5. Yankees got by the Cubs 12-5. Pirates narrowly squeaked by the A's 4-3. And the Phils, they beat the White Sox 9-1. In the minor league boys season openers, it was the Tin Caps beating the River Bandits 8-6. Grasshoppers beat the Knights 15-11. Bulls over the Red Wings 9-5. Hooks defeated the Bats 12-5. The Timber Rattlers beat the Iron Birds 6-2. And the Emeralds, they were able to nearly shut out the Raptors 6-1. All these scores from high school sports action yesterday and Little League action can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Out of the schedule for today, it is jam-packed with postseason golf today. It's girls' regional final golf day around the state, and we have got 6 Plymouth County schools still alive in regional final golf. Let's take a look at where they're at and who they're competing with. We'll start with the regional final in Class 1A. That's going to be taking place in Oneida today. Long drive for the Kingsley Pearson Panthers, who will be golfing at Crestwood Hills Golf Course. They'll be competing with the likes of Alta Aurelia, West Monona, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, Sydney, Southwest Valley, and Essex. Best of luck to the Panthers in the regional final. In the regional final in Algona today, it's Spring Valley Golf Course. We've got 3 Plymouth County schools in action there. Galen Catholic, Akron Westfield, and Remsen St. Mary's will be competing with the likes of Newell Fonda, South O'Brien, Hartley Melvin Sanborn, Newman Catholic of Mason City, and South Hamilton. In the Class 2A regional final, the Hinton Blackhawks, they'll be competing with just 4 area schools in Orange City, or 4 schools in the region. The contests at Landsmere Golf Club in Orange City, Hinton taking on Pocahontas Area, Central Lyon, West Lyon, and Western Christian. And finally, in the Class 3A regional final, Lamar's Community gets some postseason golf at Lake Creek Country Club in Storm Lake. The Bulldogs will be competing against Algona, Bishop Heelan, Clear Lake, Harlan, Humboldt, MOC Floyd Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux Center, Spencer, Spirit Lake, and Storm Lake. Best of luck to all of our girls' golf teams around the area. I'm hoping to send a number of them to the state tournament, and hoping we can have some more golf continue on throughout this spring into the summer season. And also on the sports schedule today, just a couple of baseball games. In the War Eagle Conference, Akron Westfield continues their second game of the year. They're at Unity Christian tonight. Trinity Christian is at Lawton Bronson. And in the Western Valley Conference, MVAOCOU is at Cherokee. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com or follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteng.